A number of years ago, I had the privilege of working in our sister parish in the Dominican Republic, La Sagrada Familia. I was there for 4 years as a missionary priest. And I had many eye-opening experiences there. One of those experiences had to do with observing the poorest of the poor in the village where I lived. There was a little place in the village called Barrio San Francisco. There was a little store there where necessities were sold, and among the necessities, cooking oil. And I noticed that whenever they were done distributing cooking oil, they would toss out the large metal cans behind the store. And if you would walk past there, you would see behind the store, it looks like a pile of junk behind the store. But then you'd notice that the cans would disappear. And pretty soon you would see that people were using them. They were flattening them and using them to make metal roofs on their houses. And what I saw at first as just being a pile of junk, now was being transformed in something to keep the rain from seeping into their houses and the sun from beating down, all because these people were resourceful enough to see beyond appearances. What was a pile of junk to me, for them, were materials to be put to good use. In the readings today, we really get the message that God sees things differently than we do. We see things at the surface. God sees to the heart of things. In that first reading today, God directs Samuel to the house of Jesse to anoint the future king of Israel. And Jesse presents his sons to Samuel the prophet. And one by one, he turns them down, not having found the chosen one among them. And he asks Jesse, "Have you no other sons?" And Jesse says, "Well, yes, there's the youngest, David. He's out tending the sheep." And David, of course, was the least likely. He was not the biggest. He was not the strongest. He was not the fiercest of the brothers. But he was a shepherd. He was a boy. But to God, who sees beyond appearances, he was the one who would shepherd Israel as a great king. It was not David who came to God, but God who came to David and poured out his Spirit upon him. In the gospel today, Jesus approaches a man born blind and restores his sight. The blind man did not seek Jesus. It was Jesus who came to him and healed him. Others saw this man as a common beggar, but Jesus, who could see to the heart of things, saw him as one who would bring faith to others through his testimony. Both David in the first reading and the man born blind in the gospel are the most unlikely of persons to be instruments of God. A lowly shepherd boy, and a blind beggar. Yet God chooses them to witness to his greatness. God sees beyond the surface to the heart of things. Through faith, we can learn to see as God sees. St. Paul tells us, "You were once in darkness, but now you are in light." We are invited to see things differently. to put aside the darkness of our sinfulness and to see with the eyes of faith. We are to never view others as objects or problems or nuisances, but rather as persons in need of our love, care, and healing. This Lenten season is a time to help us to see with the eyes of faith, to see as God sees. May God open our eyes to the truth and transform us into instruments of his love.